Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of the Archer Journal Show. Although I've been done my show for weeks and just had the opportunity to do it now, although I didn't promote it or anything like that, it was like kind of like spirit of the moment thing. Might as well talk about like this year's WrestleMania, and I know how odd it's going to be with nobody there. And it's a 2-day event, which they probably have to do it because of limited people that are going to be there. And I think down in Florida, they're going to have a, not like state of emergency type, but just have like people stay home in the next week or something like that. So that's going to be going on, and they're going to be doing like some pre-recorded stuff for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So that's gonna be interesting. Also with all the other stuff that's going on down here. So normally I'll take like politics out of it. It was a funny thing that a friend of mine says, like, he claimed that he wasn't, like, on either side of the politics, but was praising Donald Trump, saying, like, he got a lot going on, it's like, it's a hard job. Welcome to life. Life is hard. And it's like, although the guy, I admit, like, was not even qualified to be a president, but, hey, we stuck with him until November if he don't get reelected. So let's just hope on that. But anyways, if you're not trying to be like one-sided, I told them that you're being like, once, if you're not one-sided, you were being one-sided with your post, talk about kind of praising the man. And I just hope that, sorry, not, I mean, like, he, it seems like he's doing this because of voting, because parents are voting for him, and because he still lives at home. No. Okay, I will. But, yeah, we're kind of watching Bad Boys 2. I mean, Bad Boys, the first one. The first one, I should say. But, anyways, my thing is, like, if there's facts, it seems like there's a lot of facts pointing against Donald Trump. The stuff that he says, the stuff that he does, it just makes him an idiot. I don't get why, you know, some other people don't see it, but well, what she said. But the thing is, because I wrote down something too. Well, I put something on my, I don't know if I said it on my Instagram, but reported that the thing is that you, I'm trying to think where I wrote, although it was like a few days ago, I probably said it on my Instagram, but that I gave him a chance. I didn't vote for him, but I gave him a chance, and what he proved in the first year, he done nothing. What are you doing giving people this stimulus package? Stimulus package. Yes. But, that and kind of like making it all, not making it all up, but like just saying that, yeah, saying the Democrats are making it up, especially with this coronavirus. He didn't, with the coronavirus and all that stuff that he knew, and plus with the ISIS situation and also trying to take money out of Social Security, which is one of his plans was, so nobody won't be able to get it. And all other stuff that is going on. But, I'm just missing this mic. I wish I can find it. But, anyways, only thing we know who's running up against him is either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. Excuse me. And I know people right now like voting for like who should be running against him. But I don't know. It's the, like final voting will be when they come here, which the Democrat National Convention has been moved to mid-August. And start the week of the 17th. So we'll see. But you know about A-Hole and the Orange Avenger or what about the Orange Hulk? What's wrong? He yellow? when we go back, we're going to talk about WrestleMania. How weird it's going to be without people being there, and I'm going to give out my predictions on like who's going to win and stuff like that. Although it's going to start tomorrow and. Maybe talk about a little bit of tonight's SmackDown while I'm at it. Although I caught most of it, but not like in the beginning. But anyways, let me find something here. And we'll be right back. And we're back. WrestleMania 36 is going to be kind of different this year. With the coronavirus and stuff going on, not everybody being in like large crowds and things like that. So this is going to be different. Hold on. Okay. Now, normally you think of like if you want to like host an event, you have to postpone it and stuff like that. But WWE didn't want to do that, which I can understand. And it seems like from what I was reading yesterday that with SummerSlam, they think they're going to do the Hall of Fame around that time. So, which I can understand because they're probably going to set that up like later, like probably Thursday, they probably do the Hall of Fame. Friday will be, Friday SmackDown, of course. Saturday, probably NXT TakeOver, Boston. Then SummerSlam. Then Monday Night Raw. All going to be in Boston this year. So this is like what's what the plan is going to be right now. So not saying it's official yet, but that's just from what I was reading. So they talking about with 2 days of WrestleMania and but let me just look at the car is probably really stacked. Let's see. With the women's tag team championship, Kabuki Warrior versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Although the Kabuki Warriors hold it for the belt for so long and didn't defend it much, I'm sorry, it's just time for them to lose it and give it to Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. So I think they're going to win the titles. This is something they added last week, Otis versus Dolph Ziggler, Otis from Heavy Machinery. So they have, you know, this little triangle with Ziggler, Otis, and Mandy Rose. So, crazy enough. Let's see. I don't know who's going to win because it could go either way. It's like one of those matches that is like, why they... So, like, this could go either way because, like, this one of the stories is like, why did they add to this match? But I would say Otis will win this match. Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley. This was like a few weeks ago they did this, so. I'm trying to see. I don't know who's going to win this one either. But. This is good. like I said, it's kind of hard, like, trying to pick between Black and them last year, although, see, like, Aleister Black has got, like, a, you know, got a little stuff going on because he's been in matches and been winning and things like that, but with Lashley, like, he hasn't been doing much. It's just like, it seems like it's 2008, 2007 all over again, where they don't know what to do with him, which I don't know why they haven't, you know. Maybe hopefully sooner or later he'll get like a, be in the title picture or get to face Brock like he wanted, which I don't know why are they not doing that, and they should have had him win it, but hopefully they do something and do something fast, because it's like they're wasting this man's talent, and just, I just don't get like why they doing this to him. But I think I'm gonna say that Aleister Black will win this match. Elias versus King Corbin. You see, this was made a couple of weeks ago too.
In my bed.
Yes, in the bed.
Ooh, we'll be right back. And we are back. I'm just going to make this real quick because I got some other stuff that I got to do. So, with the Raw Tag Team Championship, the Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory, who replaces Andrade due to a rib injury. I think the Street Profits were going to retain that because then they just suddenly like get like a title shot. I know they had had a match or whatever, but you know what I mean. Street Profits will retain, I believe. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Kind of weird, but I'm thinking that I'm gonna go out of the limb and just switch it up a little bit and say like the Usos will win this match and be new tag team champions.
Yeah,
Miz and Morris. Oh. Yeah, they did, but they still got it up here as updated. But well, I might as well just say what happened. They said the Miz didn't show up because he was sick or whatever. So, that's what I'm saying. Probably they're probably gonna either they're vacated or they'll just cancel the match. But right now we don't know. Intercontinental Championship match. Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. He fought Shinsuke Nakamura earlier on SmackDown. He ended up getting jumped. I will say that Sami Zayn will retain. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. You know this rivalry has been going on since after Survivor Series. Like back and forth with them two. So now they're gonna have a 1-on-1 match, and it seems like I believe. Because Kevin Owens had never got a win in WrestleMania, and Seth Rollins is like 5-1. So I think most likely, I think Kevin Owens is going to get his moment and win the match. SmackDown Women's Championship now a fatal five-way. It was a six-pack challenge, but Bayley against Sasha Banks, against Naomi, against Lacey Evans, against Tamina. Just from the way that it seems like it's playing out, I'm going to go with Bayley to retain. Let's see. The NXT Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. This is kind of weird because I don't know because this could go either way too. But let's just say that Charlotte does win it, and she'll be probably still be on Raw, but mostly be, you know, on NXT as well. So I think most likely Rhea Ripley, because it just kind of makes sense to me, will retain the title. Raw Women's Championship, Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch. You know Becky Lynch, I hold it within, it's like a year now that she hold the Raw Women's Championship back when she won both of them. That last year's WrestleMania. So most likely, I say Shayna Baszler will win the title. Edge versus Randy Orton, the last minute standing match. I'm big Edge for that because he just got there and first thing he needs to win. John Cena versus the Fiend Bray Wyatt in the Firefly Funhouse match. This is kind of weird. I don't know what's going on here and things like that, but I think Bray Wyatt will win this match. Oh, yeah, they kind of explained what it was now. It's like a grave, it's between a graveyard match and a burial alive match.
And I not call that. Would you go fight in the grave?
Yeah.
Which they have said is
else is going on with that. I'm taking wins because this is a type of match. So I'll go on and take on that one. WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre. It's Drew's time. That's all we got to say. It's Drew's time, so he should win it. If he doesn't win, I know a lot of people is going to riot. You know they don't care. They're just going to riot anyway. Anyways, Goldberg versus Braun Strowman for Universal Championship. This is a hard one. I don't know. But if I had to, because it'd be good for Braun Strowman after he lost the Intercontinental title and didn't get a rematch for some odd reason. So what are we gonna do? So I would say I could be wrong about this one, but it's just something just telling me to go with this. But I think Goldberg is gonna retain. But I wouldn't be surprised if Braun Strowman does win it. And I think there's more matches than that, but that's all they have it posting here. So let's go with that. And I'm just going to close it early because I got stuff to do. And on Monday, we're going to... Ooh, just itching. On Monday, we're going to talk about the results of all the matches and talk about Monday Night Raw as well. So just you'll see hear us this Monday after Raw on this same station. Follow us on Twitter. Look for us on Facebook. Also, you can go to our YouTube channel and look at our past some videos and be on here. And you can also listen to past videos and stuff like that. So I'm getting out of here and you'll get to hear from us on Monday. So until then, y'all have a good night. And have a good weekend, too.